Proclamation number 6354 of 13th of September, 1955. God wants that we live. For bliss I created you, for life. But not for death, for an unworthy existence which does not correspond to my love and wisdom, which can never be called a perfect state and yet is your fate. You who have fallen. In all perfection you came forth from me. But what you are now is by no means perfect anymore, rather, it is to be described as opposite, for you have taken on a completely different form, you have become creatures through your own fault which have no right to call yourselves God's creations. Because what I once created was supremely perfect and what still exists now has completely deviated from this perfection. And yet, it still belongs to me, for it is my strength which expressed itself in my creatures. And this strength belongs to me for all eternity. But in the state you are in now you are endlessly far away from me. And this means that you have thereby also lost, life, because to live means to utilize strength in love and wisdom, but you neither possess strength to work nor would utilize such in wisdom and love. You are dead creatures even though I myself was your origin. But I want you to live, to be close to me again so that I can provide you with light and strength. Which you shall use according to my will. For this is your destiny which you will also fulfill one day and then you can also be called indescribably blessed. I created you for life and if I want you to return to life again I must take care of you myself, for you will never reach it by yourselves because you are powerless and without strength you will never be able to ascend into the spheres where there is uninterrupted life. I myself must supply you with the strength. But you must accept my strength, you must let yourselves be radiated as once when you were still close to me and blessed. You must turn to me again as you once voluntarily turned away from me. You must acknowledge me as your God and Creator from eternity, as you once left me because you refused to acknowledge me as the source of strength, as the Father who called you into being. You must change completely. You must become again what you were from the beginning. If you want to be full of light and strength and eternally blessed. If you want to live and work according to your destiny. And this transformation must be brought about by your free will, just as this free will once surrendered everything that made you a divine, perfect being. I myself want to give you life again. For my love does not want to leave you in the dead state which can never ever mean bliss or fulfillment. But you must also be willing to accept life. You must completely hand yourselves over to me without resistance so that I can shape you into my image again. Which, however, is impossible as long as you resist me. Give up your resistance and I will give you an eternal life and all glory. Escape death by calling to the one who himself is life from eternity. Do not let yourselves be held in the depths, in the night of death, but call out to him who can loosen your bonds and give you freedom. Acknowledge him against whom you once sinned by your turning away, by rejecting his love. Which means life for you. He will turn his strength of love towards you again and again if only you desire it and hand yourselves over to him. I will awaken you to new life and you will never ever feel powerless. And soon you will also recognize where you came from, what you were, what you are and what you should become again. And you will fully consciously strive for the former perfection. You will desire to live and also receive life. You will be able to create and work in light and strength and want to bring back to life what is dead and wretched. You will give me all your love and now be and remain my children forever. Amen.